This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me on the phone is Michael Tilley, who is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more for the entire region. How are you on this wet Friday?
I was able to get my boat started and get into work today.
It's
so far so good.
Now, I know, you know, parts of northwest Arkansas have had it in excess of 10 inches. I don't think the river valley's had quite that much.
Nope, but it was storming all night last night. It was a good, if you needed to catch up on your sleep, last night was great for that.
Yes. Well, let's talk about something that's not really catching up in Arkansas, and that's manufacturing jobs.
Right, and it's we got to looking around 2010, the manufacturing sector in the U.S. began to... Now, the cynic will say it began to bottom out, but the other way to look at that is it did kind of hit a bottom, and it started to increase somewhat, and that's continued in the U.S. and in most states connected adjacent to Arkansas. There has been some slight decline in the last couple months in U.S. manufacturing, but there has been somewhat of a resurgence. But in Arkansas, that hasn't been the case. There are only two states of the states connected to Arkansas. The only other one that's lost jobs is Mississippi, and that was just 500. Arkansas has lost 7,700 jobs between 2013 and 2010. Mississippi has gained jobs. Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas. I mean, Texas is up over 50,000, almost 60,000 manufacturing jobs in the past 3 years. Now, they're all down in terms of manufacturing jobs compared to 10 years ago, compared to June 2003. But, you know, it's not a good trend for Arkansas. And we're down almost 36% from our peak high, which was in February of 1995. So, and that used to represent about 25 manufacturing. These good paying manufacturing jobs once represented close to 25%. Of Arkansas's workforce. Today, it represents barely 13%. And I think that's kind of the headline numbers. And we talked to, in our story on the City Wire, we talked to Grant Tenniel. He's executive director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission. We talked to Greg Kaza. He's an economist and a market researcher at the Arkansas Policy Foundation. You know, Tenniel just said Arkansas got hit when the housing sector fell. You know, all of the wood products industry, there are a lot of appliance manufacturers like Whirlpool in Arkansas that got hit hard. Kaza maintains, though, that Arkansas's business climate is not what it should be and that state officials are going to have to do something radically different if they want to reverse the trend.
Well, you know, with your story on thecitywire.com about this, you have the graphic showing states that Arkansas and the states that border Arkansas, the manufacturing trends for the last 10 years. In June 2003, Arkansas had almost 205,000 manufacturing jobs. Is that right?
Yes.
And now in June of this year, it's down to 154,000. We've lost 50,000 manufacturing jobs in 10 years?
10 years, yes. I mean, there are several counties in Arkansas that don't have that many people yet. I mean, that's a huge loss. And we had, what was the peak? The peak we had... 249, almost 250,000 jobs. So from the peak employment in the mid-90s, in 1995, we're down almost 100,000 manufacturing jobs.
Well, in that same time, Arkansas's population has grown. So what's happening?
Well, one of the primary things that's happening around the country, and this is mentioned in this story, is that manufacturing output may increase, but that job that used to require two to three people may now just require one person or no people. I mean, as Grant Tenniel said, his term was there are massive investments in Arkansas manufacturing, but those investments don't bring jobs with them. You know, there was a time if a company invested $100 million in a plant, it was likely going to employ, you know, 500 or 1,000 people. Now a $100 million investment may employ 5 or 10. I mean, it's a rapid shift in how these manufacturers operate.
It's probably too much of a reach to say we're in a post-manufacturing time, but it's hard to think that we'll get back to those numbers that we had.
Well, it is. I mean, it'll have to grow. I mean, it'll have to grow exponentially just if you want to get the labor numbers back up. And one of the things that Grant is excited about, he and several other economic development officials, and we'll have this story next week, are going to go to a manufacturing summit that Walmart is conducting. You know, Walmart has announced this $50 billion program to bring manufacturing back to the U.S. You know, they're trying to encourage as many of their vendors possible to you know, whatever product they can make in the U.S. instead of overseas to do that. So Walmart is trying to pair up the state economic development officials with some of the vendors. And, you know, Grant's hopeful that that could bring some manufacturing back to the U.S. Interviewed Tim Allen at the Fort Smith Regional Chamber of Commerce. He plans on attending that, and he has the same hope. He thinks Arkansas may be in a good position for that, the Fort Smith area, Northwest Arkansas areas, because, you know, sometimes those vendors may want to make product, you know, right under the corporate headquarter umbrella, so to speak.
Well, speaking of jobs, your reporter Kim Souza, who I think reports and writes in her sleep because she's quite prolific, she had a story on the citywire.com. I think she posted it for the first time yesterday about how part-time jobs are growing faster than full-time work.
Right, and this story was a product we've been, you know, as the U.S., as the federal government announces the number of jobs that were added to the employment rolls each month, what they don't often say is that whether they were full or part-time. And so we've seen a rise in the number of economists and market watchers who are becoming critical of the numbers, saying that, you know, these aren't all full-time jobs. These aren't the jobs we normally see. And so what's happening is, you know, for example, there are 162,000 jobs added in July. Well, roughly 47,000 of those were retail jobs, which could be part-time, and 38,000 were restaurant and bar work. Well, we know that's not typically the full-time, you know, career job that we hope that those jobs reflect. And so, and the percentage of the part-time versus the full-time is becoming out of whack, so to speak, and that's probably not a technical economic term, but you know, that's just rising. And so the economists are saying this is unsustainable. If this is recovery, it's unsustainable.
Well, and what comes with that is part-time jobs usually don't have the benefits of full-time jobs. So you're talking people who don't have health care or as good a health care as they like, or vacation time, things like that.
Right. And now the other side of that, some argue, and at the CityWire we see this, there are some freelancers who they don't want to work full-time. They want to have two or three different projects, and they work from their home, that type of thing, and that fits their lifestyle. So there's some of that, but there's not enough of that to make a difference. So there is that angle, but majority of it is just companies, they're not sure what the economy is going to hold. They're not sure what, for example, the Health Care Act is going to mean in terms of what they are required to do. So they just bring on full-time folks and try to you know, handle the uncertainty with that.
Finally, Arkansas Best posted a quarterly income of nearly $5 million. That's good news. That's thumbs up. But Wall Street analysts said we were expecting more.
Yeah, they were hoping for more. That broke down to about 18 cents per share. Wall Street analysts had it pegged at 20 cents per share. Now, the one thing that ABF did do is the analysts thought they would earn about $572 million in the quarter, and instead, revenue was almost $577 million, so they bested the revenue estimate. But it's a good report. It's definitely news that Arkansas Best needed. This second quarter report followed a first quarter loss of $13.4 million. Now, for the first 6 months of the year, the company they're still underwater. They have a loss of $8.5 million. But, you know, the labor contract is not fully yet approved. It'll probably kick in the third quarter. That's likely to help the bottom line for Arkansas Best quite a bit. So the back half of the year for Arkansas Best hopefully will be good. They have been unable to string together consecutive years of positive income since, I think, 2009. This freight recession, as they call it, has been very tough on the company.
All right. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more. Michael, thank you so much.
Hey, it's always a pleasure.